Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today reaching a maximum of 25, Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 28.
Clayville, R21 southbound, a crash before Olifantsfontein Road. Ja, dat is opgehoopt te verkeer. Also Bedford View, alle wereld. And N12, R24 westbound, slow moving traffic on both routes towards Galulis.
We start with news from Eskom. The board chairperson, Mteto Nyati, just told the country how long they think it will take to address load shedding.
This is a massive task. It's going to require 2 years for us to address it.
So the utility gave an update on the stage of the power system and the winter outlook in Johannesburg. And so he believes the country doesn't need to wait for 2 years to see a difference.
As we go along, people are going to start to see the difference. We are now 1 year into that plan.
So today marks 30 days without load shedding. Then the Lesotho Highlands Water Tunnel will be closed for 6 months between October this year and March next year. And for clarity around this, the Department of Water and Sanitation briefed the media this morning, saying it won't cause any water disruptions for domestic households. The tunnels link the Katsi Dam in Lesotho, the Muela Station and the Muela Dam, as well as the Ash River outfall works between Clarence and Bethlehem. Here's Director General Sean Phillips.
This work is expected to protect the infrastructure for another 20 or 30 years. This much-needed maintenance is critical to maintain the integrity of the delivery tunnels, as a tunnel failure will risk the transfer of the 780 million cubic meters per annum of water into the integrated Vaal River system, from which Rand Water draws water to supply to its customers.
And DA leader John Steenhuisen believes the lack of employment opportunities in South Africa is man-made. This as the latest statistics from Statistics South Africa shows that 7.9 million people in the country are jobless. Steenhuisen announced the party's new economic policy plan to create 2 million new jobs, saying it's all about getting the right people on the job.
It sets out how we're going to improve the ease of doing business, which alone will unlock between 250,000 and 400,000 new jobs. Through making better fiscal choices, we will generate another 250,000 to 500,000 new jobs.
Moving abroad, the American Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is in China holding formal talks on concerns around artificial intelligence, amongst others. Blinken also asked the country to use its influence to reduce the tensions in the Middle East due to China's good relationship with Iran. And finally, you know how they say a cat has 9 lives? Well, we found proof of this after a fire broke out at the Khosi Mampuri Correctional Facility in Pretoria yesterday. A firefighter saved a cat's life, but wait for this, the cat was dead. The firefighter gave it CPR, bringing it back to life. More on this on jacarandafm.com. I'm Marlene Fouchier, by the way.
For Jacaranda News. Well, thank you, sister. Nice to stay with the formatic so we know where we are. All right, so today's a biggie in terms of, the world's worst nuclear accident to date occurred this day, 1986. Ja, ons al die Chernobyl story. But did you know this? As of today, there are still 10 of those old Soviet-designed power plants, same as Chernobyl, in operation. Hello.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.